Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Just in case you're wondering, that is my fish-catching bumper music there that we have going in the background. We've got Joe Malone with us on the live line. We have our annual ice fishing trip up north at Ballard's Resort in Lake of the Woods. And while some of us were scooping snow out of driveways yesterday, others were boarding the bus and heading north. And Joe was one of those guys. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, Sweet Home Lake of the Woods is what we've got going on today. Except, you know what's funny? No snow up here. I mean, there's snow on the ground, but we didn't, up here, Lake of the Woods County didn't get hit by any of that weather. Basically, like, north of Forest Lake, Minnesota, it was smooth sailing. And, it's good to be back up to our fishing hotspot this time around. How much more snow did we get yesterday? Do you know off the top of your head?
You know, in the Mason City area, I think we wound up with, and I haven't seen an official kind of total, but I think it was about 3 inches. I think that's what most everybody was saying around that. So, but it varies, you know. Obviously, get into southern Minnesota, and you guys drove through areas where they had a lot more than that, yeah.
Yesterday was a good day to have an experienced driver doing all the driving, and all we had to do was just sit back, read a book, watch a movie, have a conversation. The roads were difficult heading up through like Owatonna, that part of southern Minnesota. But like I said, once we got north of the cities, it was smooth sailing, made it up here to Ballard's, and looking forward to the fishing. The guides from Ballard said that it's been good. It's been good, and it's going to be about 25 degrees for a high today, which they said should make the fish pretty active. And they've been seeing fairly regularly people pulling some trophy walleyes that's above the slot, above 28 inches out of the ice up here. So everybody's wondering who's going to be the one to grab one today or who's going to be the couple of people to grab a trophy walleye today.
Well, the thing I always like about the ice fishing trip that we have, Joe, and you know firsthand, is that you get good food, you get a chance to catch great fish, but all of the work is done. It's not like you're going out this morning and drilling the ice, are you?
No. They wouldn't want me doing that, to be honest with you. But no, we're going to be heading out. I don't know exactly how far out the houses are going to be today. I know as of the most recent fishing report that Ballard's puts out on their website, they were about a couple 13, 14 miles past Pine Island. So about a 45-minute ride, I would say, give or take, to get out to the spot. But heated bombardiers, that's the vehicle we take to get out there. You get out to the fish house, the heat's already on in there. The holes are already drilled. Basically, you just grab your chair off the wall, set it up, throw a minnow on your hook, and center down the hole, and start catching fish. I mean, they make it super, super easy. I got my brother-in-law up here with me this year, and he's like, I didn't realize that this was going to be this easy. I'm like, no, basically, you just got to get here, and then everything takes care of itself, except for you got to get your own fish off the hook.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I can't wait to hear one of the annual Joe Malone fish stories about the biggest fish ever caught in the state of Minnesota.
Hopefully. We were trading some fish stories last night, some of the guys that we have in the cabin with us, and then some of the guys that we ate dinner with last night. So hopefully we'll be able to freshen up our fish stories this year with some new ones, some bigger ones, some longer ones. You know, that's the goal.
Yeah, I think so. I picture this year you'll be sending me a picture of a trophy mounted walleye on the wall at the lodge.
I would be okay with that. I would definitely be okay with my own, not one of the ones up here on Ballard's. No, one of my own.
Oh man! Well, we can't wait to get the updates on how this is going. And I was just telling everybody, Joe, that we were going to be visiting and letting them know that this is kind of a tease that they should have been on the bus this year and to start planning already for next year, because we do this annually.
Yeah. Every year, you know, right about this time here, middle of February, is when we do our Ballard's trip. And I was talking with a gentleman from Garner on the way up on the bus, and he's like, You know, I heard it probably right at the beginning of winter. I was driving into Mason City, heard the ad on the radio, and then did my shopping and turned around, was driving home and heard the ad on the radio, got home, picked up the phone, called Ballard's and reserved my spot. And I'm like, that's, you're a smart man. You're a smart man for doing that. But yes, I mean, if you've ever wanted to come and catch huge fish and have a great northern Minnesota experience with some just wonderful people that they have here at Ballard's, think about it, put it in your phone, write it down on your calendar at home for the end of this year, you know, come November, come December, to book your spot on what would be the 2021 Winter Walleye Connection ice fishing trip, because it's a very, very fun time, and it's they make it easy for you to have a lot of fun and catch a lot of fish, too.
Hey, Joe, good to talk to you this morning. Do me a favor, give me a buzz back tomorrow morning so we can get the full update on all of the fish that you catch. And what, is there a limit today? I'm sure you're going to get there.
Yeah, well, the limit, the possession limit that we can bring home is no more than 6 walleyes and saugers, and no more than 2 of those can be walleyes. So you can get 6 saugers or 4 saugers, 2 walleyes. If you can get on some perch, you can have 40 in possession. A sturgeon, which that would be crazy to get. I think you can have one of those in possession over a certain length as well. But, today's the day where we get to be picky on which ones we keep, and then tomorrow it's more of a decision day on if that fish is coming home with me or not.
Mm. See, you just said perch, and I got hungry. I love perch, so. Man.
They're about the size of a football up here.
So oh, I know.
Yeah, there's a lot of perch when you catch one.
Yeah, quit teasing me like that, man. Quit that stuff. Joe.
So we'll talk again, okay?
Yeah, go get one of those great big breakfasts and then go out there and have some fun fishing today.
Cool. Thanks, Tim.
All right, see you later. Joe Malone with us. He's on our ice fishing trip up north at Ballard's Resort and Lake of the Woods. And we'll be getting updated reports with Joe from the ice house or from the fine accommodations that they do have every morning. About this time on AM 1300 KGLO.